Wednesday night, Shad HaBachina. We're on the paragraph, the last few lines of page Samaches, and he talked about the stomach, the miracle of the stomach with the hydrochloric acid, and the fact that the stomach is lined and it doesn't hurt itself, and the whole system in the stomach, the digesting food. The Hakobeid is the liver, Lazika Kamozon, we explained yesterday, that works with the blood. The Hanukovim, Lefletos Ha'odofim, to expel the waste from the body. That's a, you know, if you have a Asher Yotzer Ha'odim B'chochma, Vorov Ha'onukovim, Nukovim, Chalulim, Chalulim, Galiv Yadul, Lefnei Chesech Vodech, Hashem Yivseach Echad Mayhem, the nace, we talked about the nace that you can control it, that it doesn't just leak out when it's full. You can control Gedolim, you can control Kutanim, and the very fact that, you know, the body produces waste and you expel it. Banartikim achilom, like the bladder holds the urine, right? The bladder expands, it's like an elastic, right? So it holds it, and the intestine, whatever holds the waste until you're ready to expel it, until you're ready to let it out. So that's also, it's to reflect upon that. He's just saying it in two words, but if he wants you to reflect upon it and realize how exact it is and how perfect it is and how all these millions of things are going on at one time. And now, kidneys, right? People need a kidney. The kidney purifies the kidney purifies it, and then it, right? If you don't have a kidney, then it's entered to the bladder. It works. So if your kidney's not working, you have a spear. That's why people can donate kidneys. I think both kidneys work, but if one gets spoiled, then one takes over. Okay, that's what we talked about last time, that a person survives, a person's life force is in the blood, which maintains the body temperature and carries the nutrients and all the various things to all the various parts of the body. And that's in the blood, and the blood is in the lab. So that's the hamoach. Then you have the person's, besides the lab, which is the thermostat, let's call it, where the thermostat is. I don't know if it's not in the lab, but that's the koach with the blood and maintaining the body temperature and healing the body and taking care of the body. They can take a blood sample and they see all kinds of diseases. It shows up in the blood. Take one little vial of blood, and they have 30, 40, 50, 60 tests. They can see all different things. The Hamoach is already, now we're already up the Mishkan HaKochos HaRuchniyim U'mabua HaChush U'mekor HaAtzabim. We know that everything's controlled by the Moach. Every muscle, every impulse, everything is, every is the five senses, everything is the brain. The brain tells your feet to walk, right? Sends the message, how, I forgot how. And everything we do, the Moach is controlling.
The Chazal sometimes use the lave in terms of deep thoughts, no? Is that just like a poetic concept?
It's not for now. Certainly the brain, the Chazal knew, and the Chagat HaLodos knew, that the messages, what controls the body, if you want to lift up your hand, if you want to walk with your feet, you want to stand up, they knew that was in the brain. I said by a drasha once, maybe, that the lave usually is, in fact, it was by Yaakov Pekudnei, right? Chacham lave. The lave is when we talk about internalizing the chachmah. That's usually when the psukim equate lave with intelligence, it's already talking about the level what the Tanya calls das, where you internalize the chachmah and it becomes part of you. V'chalei ha'holada, way the reproductive system is like amazing. L'kiyum ha'zera, the way it works, it's like and it has to, well, one sperm and has to hit one egg. What is it? Ovum? What's the word? Egg. No, what is it hitting the woman? An egg, it's called. It has to hit an egg and come together. And you have millions of sperm? Not millions, thousands of sperm.
What?
When a person ejaculates, it's like. It's funny, he didn't even know half, probably, of what we know now. We know that. He says he was aware that there are many benefits to the various parts of the body that they're not even aware of. Right? They don't know about it. They didn't know about a lot of things. They didn't know about germs. They didn't know about X-rays. They didn't know about anything. You're talking now the turn of. You're talking about the 1000s, 1100s. It's our day, right? They still. I don't know the appendix. When I grew up, they said the appendix has no purpose. They know now what the purpose is yet. We don't know.
So they know the tonsils.
They probably know.
The tonsils, they do know.
The way the food goes down, he in particular tells up on that. I guess that they did know that it takes the food, it goes down to the stomach, and then it sends it after the teeth chew it, and the saliva liquefies it. I don't know, the saliva just greases its way down. Maybe the hydrochloric acid in the stomach liquefies it, breaks it down and liquefies it. Then the blood carries this nutrient to this part of the body and this nutrient to that part of the body. The yira me'ikvos ha'chochma ma'shi'chazik bo todoso leboro bo todoso al-kach. So you think about all these things and you want to dance, you want to sing, you want to be maketov to Hashem. It's not poetic. The mamish means that you could look at every part of your body, every aver, and then that aver speaks about Hashem. You look at the aver and you say, there's a boreola that did things, one of the three things he said before. With chesed, and with chachma, and with gevura. Those are the three things you have to keep in mind. When you study these things, you're seeing a reflection of Hashem's kindliness, Hashem's chesed, that everything works in the best possible way, and for the best possible reasons. And gevura makes things come together and happen. And chachma, the way it works, it's amazingly complex. We just take it for granted. We don't study it, so to us, it just, like I say, it happens. He's going back to food now. It goes down to the stomach, bitsinor, the esophagus, it's called, where the food goes down. Esophagus, bitsinor, also the kaviyoshar, name lo kishtius, the lo iko, who are veshet. Bachakach tochenas also, it's the mucha hodek. First you chew it with your teeth. Now the stomach breaks it down completely into a liquid, I think. Liquefies it. And then it sends it to the kaved, bitsinoros dakim, through the blood vessels. What do you think? However, amechuborim b'neim sheyam suyim k'mis nenes l'mozon, it takes out all the impurities of the mozon. So that the wrong material shouldn't get to the kaved, then you're in trouble. You have chesel adam, the kaved changes, it's where the process of becoming blood happens. Where does it become blood? How does the food you eat become blood? at a certain point, that transformation happens.
That happens in the Kavod?
He thought so. They thought so. Chalkato beguf, and it distributes it, a very good distribution system. Mavira also b'chol chalaka b'tzinora v'suyim l'kach, blood vessels, capillaries, I don't know what else there is even, but normal tzinora v'suyim l'mayim. The zorim ha'shanishim in ha'dothim, and the leftover, the waste, goes in their tubes, where they're supposed to go. Everybody goes in his own tube. Kol shu b'sug ha'mora ha'yeroka zorim al kis ha'mora. It's a spleen. He's talking about different things they used to think a spleen does for a person. Goes to the lung. That is. The very fact that your body gets rid of waste and is not affected by waste is a big chesed, or else you'd be sick. Keni Hashem Rofecha means you don't get sick. If things don't go right, we all know sick people, that things don't go right. So that's supposed to wake us up and realize when things do go right. Yeah. Why not? The star is going to be Chal Yadav. What do you want to make today? If you make today's date, you can't sell chametz that he buys tomorrow. No, you can't. But you don't have koach today. It's Dovah Shalai Bali Yolam.
If I buy it later, it's also as of today, if Dovah Shalai Bali Yolam.
So, but the shtar is dated your dalit. You're signing a shtar that you're giving koach to the shliach to sell the chametz on your dalit. And the date of the shtar is your dalit. Till your dalit is nothing happening. There's no reason why you can't do it that way. It's a shtar. Normally, the problem with such a kinyan is called kolsa kinyano. Rishonim call it. So he's making a shicha, and I say the mashicha should be chal in 30 days. So you can't. You have a problem. I'm doing a hagbah now, and I want the hagbah to be chal in 30 days. You can't. It's called kolso kinyano. But by a shtar, there's no chisaron kolso kinyano. Because the shtar is always around. So there's no chisaron kolso kinyano by shtar. If you do it the other way, you don't have a kolso kinyano problem, but you have a dovah shalai bali yolam problem. You can't include in your empowering today. If it's at today's date, the empowerment of the Rav who's selling the chametz, it's not me, it's a Rav. Very few Rabbonim sell chametz. There's usually, I don't know how, very few, I mean. But like, Rav Nissen, Rav Bezdin sells like for hundreds of Rabbonim. Yes, and it would be a Dovah Shalai Bali Yolam problem. If you're empowering the Rav today, so you can't do that regarding chametz that you buy tomorrow. So if you buy something that would require mechiras chametz, it could be a michshol. You could buy a bottle of schnapps tomorrow for a simcha, and then you take it home thinking it's included in the mechiras chametz, and it's not if it says today's date. It's not included in the mechiras chametz. You have a bottle of whiskey in your house over Pesach. So that's why it's much better to write your dalit now. There's no chesaron kolso kinyano because it's a shtar, as explained. That's my halacha for today.